Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Warm day here on Delmarva, getting overcast now. But pitchers and catchers have reported, so spring's almost here. I'm happy with that. And with it being Thursday, old boss man is not here today. He's out playing the cousin of McGruff the crime dog at his kid's school. So I'll drive this car today. But Filthy Tom Lawler is also here to ride shotgun with me. And we got a lot to get into. Last night was AEW Dynamite. Overall, I thought it was a very good show. A lot of good wrestling. Some good promos as we lead into Revolution. There was also some bad production moments, too, which we'll get into, of course. Coming up this weekend, WWE Elimination Chamber. And since Tom will be having his own fun on Friday and won't be here with Brian and I for Fun Friday, I'll get his thoughts and predictions on the show. Tonight, new episodes of TNA Impact, which will see NXT champion Oba Femi team up with the Hardy Boys in the main event. And also Ring of Honor, which is going to feature a lot of lucha, if you like that. Speaking of a lot of lucha, we've hit the televised portion of the proceedings when it comes to Fantastica Mania, just in time for it to end. Back-to-back shows at Cork and Hall today and tomorrow. And before we get to break, WWE slow rolling a list of names out for the upcoming European tour, which goes on from March 14th to March 31st. You can add Roman Reigns officially to the list. He was announced today as appearing at SmackDown from Bologna, Italy on March 21st, and then again on the SmackDown from London on March 28th. Punk and Cena have already had their appearances announced recently. I have a feeling we're going to get some more, including some of the women being mentioned as well, too. But a lot to get into when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Jim Valley joins you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. All of the same ways you're listening or watching the show right now. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts on YouTube, thewrestlingnews.com, and at WrestlingNewsAV on Facebook and X every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day caught up, get your day started, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio, and a new one of those is up right now with Dave and Brian talking all about last night's AEW Dynamite. We are going to get into that here in a little bit. Brian will be back tomorrow on here for Fun Friday. He's also available to answer your questions in person at f4wonline.com/Vegas, where you can get all of your information and all the tickets you need to know on the upcoming F4W convention in Las Vegas this WrestleMania weekend. And Filthy Tom Lawler, with that big intro out of the way, I think we ought to ease into the day. Because, you know, I'm old and I had my birthday and I stayed up late past 9:30 last night. So I'm really tired today. What is on your mind to start the show?
Oh, Mike, I missed the first segment, so I don't know if you already covered it. But I assume because this is Wrestling Observer Live, we are here to talk about the big 3-2 win by Ono over USA's own Spencer Lee on Flow Wrestling Night in America last night. Is that not the big news?
That is not Iowa's own Spencer Lee.
Yeah, was defeated 3-2 by Japan's own young rising. I mean, he's already a star. He's a world champion, one of the best wrestlers in the world. Ono. Or are we? If that's not what we're here to talk about, are we here to talk about, you know, the biggest money combat sports operations going on? Are we here to talk about Turkey and TKO forming an alliance and perhaps taking over boxing?
The country of Turkey?
No, Turkey al-Sheikh. Is that not what we're here to talk about, Mike?
Well, I mean, we probably could talk about that, but then Brian will come on here tomorrow complain about getting all of these, you know, emails about, you know, how these guys talked about everything other than professional wrestling. You know, not like really important topics like people don't know how to back out and back into parking spaces.
What about, should we talk about Uzeel Prickett from the 1800s?
You know,
a wrestler from back in the day.
Honest to God, if Brian wanted to fill time yesterday on After Dark, he could have. We should have cold called Carl Stern because there are so many carny stories to be told about Uzzle Prickett by Carl Stern that could not only fit into professional wrestling, but could also fit into After Dark as well.
A great crossover. Synergy. One of the things we like to see in the pro wrestling world.
Exactly. See the podcast see it all version the time. Of this show, I'm going to put the commercial for Carl's book afterwards, the Omnibus on the Pioneer Era of Professional Wrestling, which is absolutely incredible. I mean, it really, really is.
It's omnibussin', if you ask me.
It is. Any thoughts on the news of Gene Hackman passing away in New Mexico today?
No, I think it's it makes perfect sense, you know, that there's no foul play whatsoever. They've already
ruled that out. That's the first report I saw, too. That 95, he's dead, the wife's dead, the dog is dead, no foul play is suspected, and it's like, well, wait a second here. Then now all of a sudden the door is open, now they're looking into some things, and it's like, well, unless it was like an obvious like suicide pack, like why would there be like no foul play involved right off the bat?
Were they wearing matching Nikes? Was there some Kool-Aid?
I don't think it was about a hip-hop thing.
Maybe they were just truly soulmates and natural causes for all three of them at the same time. That makes perfect sense. But no real memories of Gene Hackman.
Not in Hoosiers, Superman.
No.
The French Connection.
Fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, I'm not here to play Siskel or Ebert. So you'll get your Gene Hackman memories somewhere else.
Thank God, because God knows where that thumb has been, either one of them, for heaven's sake. But I'll try to put this back on track here by way of Eddie Kingston, because why not? And I hope he's doing okay in his recovery from injury. Apparently, not so much on his mental health right now. And Tom, this is actually a good subject for you, because you've actually had to suffer injuries where, you know, there's no money coming in at all. You're dealing with fighting and some of those things. And on the indie scene, somebody gets hurt. Sure, it's a lot worse than dealing with what Eddie is doing right now. But as a competitor, as an athlete, being out with a torn ACL, a broken tibia at his age, you know, especially too, people don't factor that in. But I mean, you know, at his age, at the time that it happened, when things were really popping for him, he was doing things that he had always wanted to do in the world of professional wrestling. Whether we wanted him to be booked a little better or not, he was getting to run his royal road all throughout Japan, and he gets hurt. You know, he's a guy who's always been hard on himself. He's been a darkly, you know, a tightly packed kind of guy. That's always been out there about him, and he's been going through it here. As an athlete, as somebody who has had to miss time because of injury, you know, what is a guy like Eddie Kingston going through truly right now, you know, having to sit on the sidelines?
When you look at Eddie Kingston, he's not a guy that you would, you know, particularly tie his career to being centered around what he looks like, his body, you know, like he's not a body guy, but his identity in a lot of ways is tied to what he can do in that ring, whether it's showing off big muscles or not. You know, this guy is one of the best professional wrestlers because of his ability to get in there, to take bumps, to take a beating, convey pain, come back and fight from underneath. And he currently can't do any of those things. You know, as great of a promo guy as he is, I'm sure he does not want that to be his legacy in the wrestling world. This guy loves being in the ring. I've wrestled against him. I've teamed with him. I have, you know, been on hundreds probably of shows with Eddie Kingston, and I regard him as one of the absolute best professional wrestlers of this era. And for him not to be able to show that, especially at a time where things are going so good for him, and not only that, but you know, like, he's been around for a long time. Father Age is just undefeated. So he's got to know in the back of his mind that he has limited time. He's not 30 years old. He can't look at this and go, hey, I'll still be able to wrestle in another 10 years for sure and make up this time. He doesn't have that luxury. So I'm sure it's weighing on him, you know, a whole lot. But let's be real, right? There's always going to be a place for Eddie Kingston in pro wrestling. So he should look on the bright side. Maybe I'll contact him and let him know.
Maybe you should, because he's one of those guys that I worry about, like with some boxers and with a lot of athletes where they just don't want to walk away. And he's one of those people that, again, he obviously puts a lot of pressure on himself and he internalizes a lot, because not only does he have the knee injury, in this podcast interview that he did, he talked about actually, as all of this stuff is taking place with his physical therapy, he started to have stomach issues and he had to go get the tube put down there with that and down his throat. And it ends up, it's not cancer, it's not an ulcer, nothing. But he's talking to his doctor, and who asks him, how stressed are you? And he says, oh, I don't know. How much time do you have? And so do we need a therapist to come in here and talk? So they're trying to get him to not be so stressed out and to calm down a little bit, which, again, with him not having the ability to do something in professional wrestling, you know, it's obviously driving him nuts right now. But all the best goes out to Eddie Kingston. Maybe when he comes back, he can be the first appearance and make his first appearance on Stephanie McMahon's new WWE produced podcast, which is a terrible transition over here. But the company has announced that she's going to have her own podcast. So she's back officially on the WWE payroll.
Wow.
She's been popping up here every now and then. Would you listen to a Steffi podcast?
I'm a little surprised that they got the lady ball rolling on that podcast. But I'll give it a listen. Why not?
Stephanie's Places is going to premiere on ESPN Plus in March. So branching out there, Stephanie, queen of social media. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you alongside Filthy Tom Lawler. TNA Impact tonight on Access TV, Rogers Sportsnet 360 in Canada, and TNA Plus. Matches were taped on February 20th back at Full Sail University in Winter Park, Florida. Apparently TNA World Champion Joe Hendry was on the Breakfast Club this morning. I can't imagine what he and Charlemagne talked about, but I'm sure they will insert that into the show. Main event tonight, six-man tag team match, Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, and Moose, alongside Alicia Edwards at ringside. Alicia Edwards making an appearance in NXT, just screaming at some of the NXT talent, could be incredibly funny, so I'd like to see more of the system actually make appearances in NXT. They'll be facing off against Obafemi and the Hardy Boys. Mike Santana is also going to be in action. He'll face somebody from TNA or elsewhere. I won't spoil that for you. TNA Knockouts Tag Team title match, Spitfire against Ash and Heather by Elegance. If Spitfire wins, the personal concierge must serve them for 24 hours. Frankie Kazarian against Ace Austin, Mance Warner and Sami Callihan, Steve Maclin, Casey Navarro, and Tessa Blanchard, who is too risky still for live TV, will be facing off against Kelsey Heather. So there you go. That's what's coming up on TNA. On Ring of Honor, a ton of lucha matches. CMLL's La Catalina will be making her debut against Lady Frost. I don't think she'll be long for CMLL. I don't know. She was in WWE for a very short period of time. She got released with the rest of the Lucha House Party after like a couple of weeks of being on TV. After seeing her in CMLL, I have a feeling WWE is going to want her back. And Trios, a bunch of Trios matches on the show. And
is Booker T going to want her back?
La Catalina?
Yeah.
I don't recall an issue. Was there one?
No.
Oh, okay. You think he just wants to say La Catalina? I could see him wanting to say that during commentary. Vic! La Catalina! No bread, no water, just La Catalina. Anything here, Tom? Nothing?
No.
What the hell did you bring up Booker T for?
I mean, that's who would be on commentary if they re-signed her.
I guess. You didn't say Corey Graves, though. Anyway, if you want lucha, there's a little of it taking place in New Japan. There's also some MLW taking place in New Japan as well, too, because Fantastica Mania has been taking place. They are about to wrap it up. Tomorrow is going to be the last show inside Cork and Hall. They were also there today. MLW World Tag Team Champions Okamura and Satoshi Kojima retained over Magnus and Rigido. Volador Jr. beat Templario and Atlantis Jr. beat Ultimo Guerrero in some of the matches on the show. Tour wraps up, as I said, tomorrow at Corican Hall. The main event is Mystico defending the MLW World Middleweight title against Averno. Also, Soberano Jr. against Mascara Dorada and Hechicero against Barbaro Cavanario. Now, that's a guy I am surprised has not made an appearance yet in AEW or Ring of Honor or anywhere else.
Are you sure he hasn't?
He's got visa issues.
wasn't he just in like a six-man?
Was he?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. There's so many matches nowadays. So many different promotions. You can't keep up with all this.
I guess not. Now, obviously you've been keeping up with WWE because you're the official correspondent for SmackDown every Friday night, that hellishly long now 3-hour show. And apparently there are reports coming out from backstage. WrestleVotes, I think, has said something about it where, yeah, there are people there who are going, no, we want to go back to a shorter show. It's screwing us up. It's too long. Hopefully that ends up being the case. But You won't be here tomorrow for Fun Friday, where we will likely give our predictions for the Elimination Chamber show. Only four matches on it, Tom, so hopefully a lot shorter show than the Royal Rumble. It got to be a shorter show than the Royal Rumble. But I will assume, let's assume just for the moment, that they're going to open up with the Women's Elimination Chamber match first to decide the number one contender to the WWE Women's title. Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Liv Morgan, Roxanne Perez, Naomi, and Bianca. Naomi, Bianca stick out to me, especially Naomi being in that match. Like, I don't know. It's been a long time. Will we see Jade Cargill back?
They've got to do something in that direction, I would imagine. I think that I don't know what the odds say, but my favorite, when you look at all those names, the strongest contender that could come out of that match would be Bianca Belair. And she's been the most protected over years. But I think we've got to see some sort of movement in that storyline direction with her and Naomi and Jade. So I don't know if it turns out that they were in cahoots, perhaps, Naomi and Bianca, because it would make no sense for Bianca to have abandoned her own match that was a qualifying match in the U.S. tournament. But I guess we'll see what happens there. What do you think, Mike?
And, you know, somebody pointed out, you know, who could be strong enough to rip open one of those chamber doors if somebody tries to hide in one, or if two people try to hide in one, and that would be Jade Cargill. I think we are going to get an appearance from her. It's just a matter of, after she kills Naomi and Bianca, who ends up standing tall as the, you know, as the winner. And I'm not sure, to be honest with you. You know, honestly, it's going to be, what, Tiffany Stratton and Charlotte Flair in one, you know, Rhea Ripley and, I don't know. I Rhea Ripley and Roxanne Perez would be cool, except Roxanne Perez just got there and there's probably a long way to go with her. Alexa Bliss, you know, Bayley, you could do it because why not? It's WrestleMania. Bayley's been there a long time. She's a big star. You know, it would probably be a really good match, but Alexa Bliss coming back, if there's going to be a great way to kickstart her, I mean, this could be a way to do it.
Sure.
Unsanctioned match.
Not a match I'm really clamoring for, to be honest.
No. I'm fine with the unsanctioned match between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, though, because how is that not going to be awesome? You know, wondering when they were going in this direction, how could they put a new spin on things? They have put a new spin on things when it comes to promos, because they've involved families. They've gone in that direction now where we can have Sami Zayn say that, you know, Kevin Owens was spying on me and I went to go his, you know, to his house as well, too. So that just ups the violence level even more. We've seen them do everything, I thought. You know, so the only thing is, stay safe, everybody. The crowd is going to be nuclear for this match, considering it's taking place in Canada, even though these guys, it's taking place in Toronto, even though they're both from Quebec. It's going to be just a hot, hot match. And what do you think? Sami Zayn got the victory. Kevin Owens, last time we saw him, he was upside down through the ladder, losing that match with Sami Zayn next to him. I don't know. Kevin Owens, do you give Kevin Owens the victory here?
I think Kevin 50-50
Owens. 50 thing for me.
I think Kevin Owens wins the same way that we saw him, upside down in the ladder. I think he powerbombs Sami Zayn through one, wins this match. And then I pray, I hope we're getting a WrestleMania parking lot brawl to end this feud.
How about if it was on the back of an 18-wheeler, like Dustin Rhodes and
Hell,
the Blacktop Bully?
Even better. Even better. Let's go.
Candice LeRae. And you know what? Actually,
you could throw a golf hole in there, too, and we'll see if he can smash a hole in one during that match. Just combine them all.
If any feud actually deserves the two-hour-long Inoki Saito death match, it would be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. You know, for everything else they've done, that would be the one last thing that they could possibly do somewhere. Candice LeRae and Nia Jax against Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus, which Trish Stratus is obviously going to be over like $1 zillion. I would assume that Candice LeRae is going to be taking the fall here, probably gets the stratisfaction from Trish, and then Tiffany hits the best moonsault ever. That's the direction I'm going.
Yeah, I think maybe she'll sit on Candice LeRae. I think maybe Nia Jax will annihilate Candice at some point in this match, and then maybe there's a stratisfaction on Nia, and then Trish and Tiffany get the win.
I like what Funk Monk version 1 pointed out here in the Twitch chat, which is Randy Orton can make his return and help Sami Zayn get the victory in some way or another. You know, Kevin Owens has him choking him out dead to rights or something like that. And then Randy Orton makes his return because Randy Orton has not been around for a long, long time. And, you know, he was storyline injured by Kevin Owens because of the pile driver. But I don't recall there being any other issue with him. Now, obviously, he's gone through a lot of back issues and things like that, so he's going to be used sparingly anyway. So I would assume he's going to be back at some point, and why not? You know, why not for one of those nights on WrestleMania? I mean, I don't know. I'd take a Kevin Owens-Randy Orton match. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, everybody, I think, believes we're going to get another Sami Zayn-Kevin Owens match, you know, at the next pay-per-view, but it would be an easy segue to move on from that feud, and it would make sense, you know, to have Randy Orton come back. You could have him return as a surprise at WrestleMania. I guess it doesn't really matter. But I think there's a lot of juice that you could get out of a Randy Orton, Kevin Owens program being built up before WrestleMania. So, yeah, it's a good idea.
Elimination Chamber, Punk, Cena, Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest, Logan Paul, Filthy. If you had to pick one person quickly, who's it going to be?
Logan Paul.
You're a terrible, terrible person. AEW Dynamite was last night. We'll get into that when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live. Having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me.
It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me. I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Who is this person? Chi Johnson. Shy Johnson. C-H-I. Countdown to the AEW Hate Watch Review. Damn. Didn't I say at the beginning of this show that I actually liked the show? I did say that at the beginning of the show, Tom. You weren't with me because you couldn't connect at that point, but I actually thought, overall, this was a good show. Good wrestling on this show, good promos on this show. Do we have things that we're going to make fun of? Yeah, Shy, we are going to do that. If you don't like that, then maybe you should listen to another show. Maybe listen to Brian, and he can hype up everything, including how badly the Outrunners are getting buried. But they're not getting buried, and we'll get to that later on. But Filthy, overall, when it came to last night's show, what'd you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. A lot of good, some stuff you can complain about, but overall, pretty easy show to watch with good wrestling. You know, like any show, you can nitpick things. I mean, clearly there were some issues with camera cutting, to people cutting themselves, but...
yeah. In fact, let's just start right off the bat, because that's where it was. And for a lot of people, maybe it was hard to shake some of the images they saw early on. Adam Copeland arrived in an ambulance. He jumps out and he says he wants to show the Death Riders what they are going to be leaving in tonight. And most of the time, unfortunately anymore, when a babyface promises something literally like that, he never delivers. We'll see what happens later on. Excalibur, Taz, and Tony ran down the card. We then got an interview taped earlier with MJF, who was getting his AEW tattoo removed off his calf. The fact that he ever got that in the first place is something else. Anyway, at least he says he's doing that. Says he's doing it because the fans chose the Hangman over him. No FAN, no AEW, just MJF from this point forward. Hangman then pulled up in a Dodge Ram with some horns on it, second week in a row that... these two have opened up the show. They go back into the arena. The camera pulls back. Aaron Solo is in the ring, and Paige's music hits. He comes out, takes his shirt off, kills Solo in about a minute, if that. Paige then grabbed a mic and grabbed a chair, sat it in the ring, and said, "I'm not leaving here." Actually, before he said he wasn't leaving, he said there's three things in life that he hates. And Tom, we're going to see how these match up with some of the things that you hate in life. He says... running out of biscuits, which, I got to be honest, that is very disappointing when that happens. Two, English ivy, that could be something in a garden. That could be a strain of weed. That could be a lot of things. Maybe a hand soap. I don't know what that is.
It could be an indie worker from Britain. I don't know.
Not a bad name. Porn star name there, too. Three, little bees, because I can't say it with... leaky spray tans who spit in his face, and that's never happened to me, but that would probably piss me off as well. Paige says he's not leaving until MJF comes out to get the beating he deserves. MJF's music hits. He comes out, and he's wiping his hands on a bloody towel. MJF says there's no way he's going to fight the Hangman tonight, and he really plays it up. You're an animal. You're heartless. I don't even know if I have a prayer a week from Sunday. I'm not going to fight you now. I'm going to go home and train my tuchus off. Those were his words, not mine. And then he fakes walking away, spins around, and says, "Oh, yeah, I forgot one more thing. I'm awfully worried about your friend tonight, Hangman. And I guess it's time we find out which one of us is actually real." MJF then leaves. The camera cuts to the back where Christopher Daniels is shown knocking on his head. Oops. He then slumps over dead. He's just dead laying there, blood everywhere, all over his forehead, all over his white shirt. The timing on this was a bad one, especially because he didn't need to try to draw any more blood out of that cut. I mean, my God, he was just pouring all over himself.
Could this not have been done taped? This had to be done live?
I'll give them that chutzpah of doing it live, and I'll even give them a pass a little bit on the timing of Daniels. What made it worse was because they actually planned this. The camera follows Paige, who gets out of the ring, and people are everywhere backstage as they get to Daniels. And the way they have the shot, Daniels is laying there. There are people like 8 feet away from him. And then Hangman's got the camera tightens in, and Hangman's got to act like he's calling a cavalry in from way back. And then they come over to help. And yeah, it sucked. It looked really bad and it was goofy. And if it was done better, it would have had more effect. Doesn't take away anything for me wanting to see the match, but oops.
Are we led to believe that maybe Chris Daniels is on MJF's side now? I mean, we saw him faking this cut. Maybe that's what's going on.
They took about 20 minutes last week with these guys. This time they went a little over 10 minutes. So the announcers then gave a long postmortem on what they just saw. Wasn't necessary. Cal's family shown in the luxury suites. And then Renee asked Chris Jericho about... basically how this match between Brian Keith and Will Ospreay came to be. The door opens wider and Don Callis is there with Mark Davis. Then it was time for Ospreay and Keith. And I mean, we want to pick a nit. It went on for like a minute too long. I wouldn't have had Keith hit the move after the pop-up knee strike. I would have had Ospreay just like reverse it and end things right there. But after that stupid nitpick out of the way, that's it. That's about all I got. I like Brian Keith a lot. I'd like to see him get the opportunity. Ospreay put him over like $1 million. Ospreay is way over in any problems that AEW is having right now. You really can't put on Will Ospreay in the least because not only is he way over, he's doing pretty much everything he can, every segment that he's in to be the best thing out there.
And I thought the post-match was fantastic too. The Callis family calling for Ospreay to come into the crowd and fight them, and by golly, he sure did. He and Kyle Fletcher engaged in a brawl. Tony Schiavone's yelling, "The crowd's going crazy," and they sure were. But you know, they had some good security there last night. Bad dude Tito,
yeah,
he was there holding Kyle Fletcher back.
He was a
Che Cabrera, Jordan
staff.
Cruz. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with him either. So good job getting some body guy security out there for AEW Dynamite.
Long story short, with the Momo Watanabe, Billy Starks, and Mercedes Moné segment, it looks like Billy Starks was not played out to be a geek at all by Mercedes. She held her own throughout the interview, and it seems to me like she's going to get some time now on the main roster, so good for her. Then the Outrunners were shown.
Oh, boy. If that leads to Mercedes and Athena, that'd be awesome.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. Outrunners were shown hyping up the Omaha Hawks. Apparently, this also aired on ESPN, which is why they were showing it as opposed to everything else that their talent does and posts to social media that just falls into the abyss and never makes it to TV unless it happens to be Mercedes. So they then went out there and got murdered for a while by the Murder Hawk monsters, but got the upset win when the Hurt Syndicate's music hit, distracting Archer and Turbo Floyd got the roll-up. I know Brian is going to complain and go all Brian about this, but to me, the Outrunners are not that great in the ring compared to most of the tag teams that they have. They don't get enough wins on TV, but this time they won, and they are over, and now they're in the mix for the tag titles. So to me, I know he's going to hate this, and he wants them belted up and all that. I thought they actually... Look, nobody lost anything in this to me, and the Outrunners got a win.
I thought the Murder Machines looked like geeks on this finish.
Because they got distracted by music?
Yes. I mean, come on. Murder Machines. If there's one thing they shouldn't care about, it's music. Somebody's theme hitting. You think they're big fans of Smoke Dizza or whoever it is?
Is Gunn in there too? I don't know. But very WWE has been pointed out, including in the Twitch chat, by Yeti Pot Pie here. Moxley, Copeland, video package.
Did he miss a fantastic six-man in there?
Not yet.
Oh,
coming
really?
Up. Yeah, huh. There's a long show, a lot of segments
bad
here.
Bad timing, Jesus.
Moxley,
we covered
Copeland.
SmackDown?
Moxley, Copeland, video package, followed by Swerve and Prince Nana coming down to the ring to cut a promo. Swerve said Nana's right a few weeks back when he said he's needed to start concentrating on the AEW world title again. Says he's got to, but he's also got to deal with Ricochet first. Trevor from Kentucky then came out in Jimmy Rave's embassy robe wearing a Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl hat, being extra goofy. He gets booed out of the building. He gets some more sports heat anyway on top of it. He says winners don't chase losers, but Nana cuts him off and says he's got an offer for him to consider. Nana said he talked to Tony Khan, and the winner of a rematch between the two at Revolution would be decreed the number one contender to the AEW title. After Ricochet accepts and leaves, Nana then cuts a great promo to Swerve, and long story short there, he's taken a lot of bullets for Swerve, and if Swerve does not get the robe back, he doesn't know, being Nana, if he can do this anymore, and then he walks out. So bringing some drama into the proceedings here leading into Revolution.
Yeah, Swerve needs to get that jacket back. We need to keep Prince Nana around.
Aha! Renee chased Hangman down outside. He looked at the camera and told MJF, if I don't run you over from my truck next time that I see you, you'll wish that I had. Six-man tag team match for came up next. Undisputed Kingdom beat Daniel Garcia and the Collision's own FTR. Second match in 2 months for FTR on Dynamite. Second six-man tag team match. They haven't had a straight-up tag team match on Dynamite since November, where they lost to the House of Black. Cole and Garcia got hot tags towards the end of the match, so they were legal. When a six-way broke out in the ring, Garcia went for a pile driver, but Cole reversed it and got the pin. After it was announced, after the match was over, it was announced that Cole and Garcia would be for the TNT title on Saturday night. Really, really good match. I think it went like 12 minutes long. You know, they built it up, kind of started a little bit slow, but once they kicked everything in, especially when they were killing each other right before the commercial break, I thought it really picked up from there.
Yeah, and a cool, creative finish. You had four guys locked in a submission hold with each other, while the two de facto captains of the team, Cole and Garcia, squared off, and Cole pinned Garcia with his own roll-up. I thought this was fantastic.
Claudio was attacked backstage by Cope, and they brawled into the crowd. Wheeler Yuta and Marina Shafir came out for the numbers advantage. Claudio was going to pilmanize Copeland's neck, but Jay White's music hit. He came out, which allowed Copeland to recover. He grabbed the chair, started hitting people. Marina came in, jumped on his back. Then he shook her off. Yuta tried to hit him with a knee strike, but missed. Ends up laying out Marina instead. Copeland then gave Claudio a concerto, which the camera, again, bad move there, missed him or showed him missing by a mile. So bad shot.
Better
there.
Than him connecting full force.
That is absolutely true. But he set Marina up for one, and Willow's music hit. She came down to the ring, and when she decided to take the chair and hit Marina Shafir with it for her own concerto, the hard cam was the one that they used, and that's the one that they should have used. That looked really good. Moxley was shown standing there like a coward. He was able to drag Wheeler Yuta away, but Jay White kept him away as he didn't want to. That's been this whole thing with Adam Copeland is you're a coward, Moxley, and I have not liked this storyline. But this is about as into it as I've been and wanting to see those two wrestle. Harley Cameron then beat Deonna Purrazzo, so good. They haven't screwed anything up with her. They're giving her some W's and trying to keep some momentum behind her. And then the main event, Konosuke Takeshita, Orange Cassidy. Really fun match, international title. Takeshita gets a victory. Filthy, what'd you think?
Hey, Harley Cameron winning with the Tongan twist of all things. Good for her. And yeah, I thought that main event was great. What a great finish. Takeshita kills Orange Cassidy coming off the ropes with a big forearm, buries him with the Falcon Arrow, and Konosuke Takeshita moves on to face Kenny Omega.
Orange Cassidy had another cool-looking move, a cool-looking inverted sunset bomb kind of thing too, which cannot be good for your back, but that was the entirety of AEW Dynamite in one segment. If the YouTube folks want to put that up there, we'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. If we were to introduce producer Dom on right now, or video producer John, but not both of them, just one of them, Tom, if we were to call that, you know, a shape, you know, with the three of us coming into power here and forming as one like Voltron, what would you call that?
A shape? A three-sided shape?
A three-sided shape.
I would call it the bare-knuckle boxing trigon.
Trigon, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Deep inside.
What angle are you trying here, Mike?
This Saturday's Collision, Kenny Omega makes an appearance. TNT title, Adam Cole against Daniel Garcia, FTR. Go back to your homes, boys. It's Collision. FTR faces Roddick. Do they know CM Punk's gone? Like, can they be let off that show? I don't know.
Well, they're going to go head-to-head. They're going to go head-to-head with him, won't they?
Yes, they will, actually. And Powerhouse Hobbs and Bandito against Brian Keith and Big Bill. Hard to believe, like looking at those matches, like all that. But as you mentioned, it's going to be one of those shows that I think is going to be on the DVR until possibly late Sunday night, early Monday morning, until after Elimination Chamber and all that sort of stuff. But Filthy, you got anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
Yeah, just announced, I'm pumped up about this one. Next Friday, you are looking at the new MC of Hood Slam in the Bay Area. So make it out next Friday. Oakland.
Actually, that's a great booking. That is Filthy in the Bay. This is all coming together very nicely. Thank you, Producer John. Thank you, Producer Dom. Filthy, thank you for stepping in. Thank you all of you out there for watching and listening. I'm out of words. I'm out of time. Talk to you again after a while.